Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today with us, we have Mayor DeZien Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood. Hello again, Franny.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you. It's wild to think about it, but here we are. And in spite of the cold and the up and down weather and everything, you still need to get out and get moving around. And you're going to give us some hints on staying active, not just through the holidays, but beyond that, right?
Yes. Most of us have made it through all of our family gatherings, and we're on the other side of the holiday season, but it's going to stay cold for a while. And that can be a challenge to, a lot of us are thinking about New Year's resolutions, maybe eating a little bit better, trying to exercise a little bit more, and that can be a challenge during this cold weather. So I've got a few tips today about making time for yourself and your family to get back and be active again and try to kind of, maybe get out of some of the bad habits we got into during the holiday season and start off with a great new year. So number one tip is just schedule time for it. If you can determine time slots throughout the week and stick to those times, you're more likely go do it, holding yourself accountable. If you don't, then it's easy just to, maybe shrug it off for the day. Another tip is just turning off the screen, especially if you're trying to get your children involved, maybe if you're doing something as a family, just turn off the screens and make yourself do something else that's going to get you up and be more active. It could be creating an obstacle course inside your house, depending on how old your kids are. Making a scavenger hunt or playing charades. If you have some more time off of school and work, doing things like this and just shutting off the screens. Any little movement is going to be better than just sitting. Bundle up and go outside. Depending on, we've had some pretty cold temperatures, but depending on the time of day, you can stay out there longer and, make a snowman, run around. Go sledding, do those things, and it can really, really make a difference on your physical activity for the day. Don't forget about the housework. It shouldn't just be mom and dad trying to, clean up the house. Getting your kids involved with chores is a great way to add physical activity. Have a clean house. Kids can help vacuum, dust, sweep, clean the windows. It's great life skills for them to learn. And then my last tip is just maybe think about treating the family. There's things that you can go out and do, bowling, ice skating, head to your local YMCA, get a day pass, or, if there's local things in your community, treat the family and go out and do it if you don't have a lot on for that day, especially since we will, if you haven't already returned to work and school, it's going to be coming quickly. So just a few tips to kind of get started in 2023 and get going.
And there are days when we can definitely use a push to get going. I spend a lot of time at my loom, working the treadles with my feet and pulling the beater with my arms. Does that count as a workout?
Sure, sure.
All right.
Movement helps.
Plus, I get a blanket out of the deal, so, double win.
Right.
Okay, well, thank you for all of that. And, y'all remember, find yourself a buddy and go out and get a walk. Go to the local gym. The Goppert Building is really nice. All kinds of things you can do to get up and moving around.
Yes.
Well, we'll be talking again to you soon, so have yourself a good day.
Okay. You too.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.